Look at verse 22. He didn't just want the Lord and want the Word and love God's ways. He obeyed the Word. Verse 22. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept. He said, I've obeyed. I obey the Word. Look at verse 26. He didn't just obey it. He talked about it. Verse 26 says this, I have declared my ways. Thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. What he's saying is, I've verbalized my ways. I've verbalized these desires of my heart. In fact, 325 times he says, I love, I seek, I this, I that, I will do this. He talked about God's ways. Let me just discuss a little cultural matter here. America, and if you read any of the writings in the columnists these days, we really are unique in the history of the world. There's never been a wealthier country, a more powerful country. Our armed forces are bigger than the whole world's many times over, all the nations of the world put together. I mean, there's nothing that compares to the sheer power and wealth and might of America. But because we have so much power and wealth, we're used to everything being done very well. And so what slowly happened is, in the sports arena, we have professional sports because, you know, amateurs can't do it that well. And in the media and the arts, we have professional musicians and professional actors. And what's happened is that slid over into the church, and we have gotten into the mode of our country that just as the whole country loves to watch the professionals do it, and they are the spectators in church, the professionals do it, and everyone becomes a spectator. And so what happens if you do that too long, we feel we couldn't say it quite as well as a professional could say it, and so we stop saying it. And so we find in America there's so many men who cannot, to their family, share what they believe. And there's so many individuals that cannot declare to their coworkers and their classmates what they believe. And you know what the psalmist said he had a habit of? Look at this. Verse 26. He says, I have a habit of declaring my ways. And that's contained right here. He says, I talk about God. It should be so natural. You should be able to talk about the Lord in a natural way to those you love. You should be able to say, I met with the Lord. This is what I received and learned from Him. And this is what it's happening in my life. And we should not become any longer spectators watching, you know, the radio people and the writers and the people who are doing all this professionally. And we should all, you know, that's how it is overseas. When I travel to missions churches all over the country, they have so much participation. It is so, in Eastern Europe, when I used to minister every week in different churches behind the Iron Curtain, a whole part of the service was anybody that had a verse would get up and read it and share what God had taught them that week about that verse. And you know what? The services would go 5 hours because the people knew what verse 26 meant. They declared the ways of the Lord because they knew God heard them and God was teaching them. The sixth habit he had is in verse 30. I love this. He not only wanted the Lord and wanted the Word and loved God and obeyed the Word and talked about God, he followed the pathway of God. This is what he says. I have chosen. This is my holy habit. The I haves are his habits, his holy habits he had chosen to do. I have chosen, look at this, the way of truth. Psalm 119, verse 30. Thy judgments I've laid out before me. And the idea of laying them out and the way is that they are kind of the map that shows me where to go. He says, your word, God, I've laid before me, kind of like the treasure map or the triptych of my life. And I've chosen to go the way that your map says I should go. Now, for just a minute, the next book over, Proverbs 4. Let me show you a little bit about the Lord's map. Don't lose Psalm 119. We'll be back there in 2 minutes, okay? But look at Proverbs 4. I was just reading this with our family 2 days ago. We were on the fourth chapter of Proverbs, and in verse 18, I wrote in my Bible, the two roads of life, and I was telling my family about this. It says in verse 18, the path of the just, that's like Psalm 119, verse 30, that's the way of truth. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. So that's one road you can follow. Verse 19 has the other. Contrasted the two ways. Here's the way of the shining light, the path of the just, the way of truth. That's verse 18. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. Now, remember a minute ago I was telling you I ran out with my stick and my rock into the dark and the forest, you know? Boy, I was just feeling along, expecting to fall in a pit. Thought maybe a rattlesnake would get me at any moment. You know, I was in the dark. I didn't know what was around me. And that's what the wicked are like. They're in the darkness. In fact, last night someone left a hose on in our house at 10:30. I had to go out around the house, through the grass, barefooted, and trying to feel along the side of the house. There's no light out there. And I was sure I was stepping on slugs and those giant spiders we find all the time around our house. And I was walking, and I thought of Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't know what makes them stumble. Now, back to Psalm 119, verse 30. Let me tell you something. Do you know that your pathway and my pathway either gets clearer and better and brighter every day or darker and harder? If we are going God's way, the way of truth, verse 30, it gets clearer, the pathway we see further, we see more clearly what God wants, we're more assured and confident of what He has. If we're going the way of wickedness, it gets darker, we feel more unsure, and we feel like we aren't sure what's going to happen to us, and there's stuff lurking around us, and there's confusion, and we're cloudy. You know, I meet people, and when they talk about their lives, I feel like they're in the dark. They don't know what's going on. They don't know why things are happening to them. And what it's saying here is that's because we have to choose the way of truth. We have to lay God's judgments before us. While we were traveling, we went 4,000 miles the last 17 days by air, land, and sea. I mean, we covered everything. Air, land, and sea. On land, someone lets us borrow. They have this little box. It's only this big, and it sits right on the dash. And it talks to me all the time. 0.2 miles, turn right. You know, I programmed in where I was going. It talks to me the whole time. I finally turned it off. I don't like it talking. I just look at the screen. I don't want it telling me what to do all the time. It's interruptive. But you know what? It's laid out for me the path, and it's got a GPS positioning thing. It even tells me how fast I'm going without the speedometer. It's just the most amazing little box I've ever seen. But you know what? As I look at that thing, and it's always readjusting and telling me where I am and where I'm supposed to go and how far to the next whatever, I think of this 30th verse. I have chosen a way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I put that box in front of me because I know where I'm going. I know that I want to get there. And I want that thing to tell me all the right turns. And that is exactly what the Lord, spiritually, in our whole lives, wants to put the box of His Word before us. He wants us to lay out His Word like a map. And we should come to it and say, Lord, I want to follow Your path. I want to understand it more clearly. I want it to be brighter. It's unto the shining sun. I mean, what a beautiful expression of how God wants us to live our lives in confidence. What does the psalmist say? My habit is I follow God's pathway.